Welcome to City Breaks in Europe, which is a podcast series that contributes facts and travel tips as inspiration for city breaks and weekend getaways in Europe. This episode's destination is first truly experienced, after which the podcast episode is organized and narrated in an original Danish podcast series called City Breaks in Europa by me, Torben Wollengaard, at One Ear. Voiceover translation to English is completed with the help of TTS AI software, simply to save time and focus on creating new episodes. Enjoy!
Episode 1, Poland. What can we expect in this episode?
This episode begins with some facts about Poland, followed by a summary of the country's history. Then follows a more detailed journey through Poland's history, which ends with the new times when Poland has become a member of NATO, the EU, and the Schengen area. Furthermore, tourism today is described, and it concludes with a summary of 9 of the country's largest tourist attractions.
Facts about Poland.
The Republic of Poland is a country in the central part of Europe. Poland has mainland borders to the west with Germany, to the south with the Czech Republic and Slovakia, to the east with Ukraine and Belarus, to the northeast with Lithuania and Russia, aka Kaliningrad, and the Baltic Sea to the north, where Poland has a sea border with Denmark and Sweden. Area is 312,696 square kilometers and thus the 9th largest country in Europe, and the 69th largest country in the world. Population is approximately 40 million in 2023, which is the 33rd most populous country in the world. Capital is Warsaw. Language is Polish, one of the West Slavic languages. In addition, there are small groups who speak Yiddish, German, Kashubian, Belarusian, Ukrainian and Russian, as well as Romani, spoken by Roma. Currency is Zloty, abbreviated as PLN. Banknotes, 10, 20, 50, 100 and 200 Zloty. Coins, 1, 2 and 5 zloty. 1 zloty equals 100 groszy. Coins, 1, 2, 5, 10, 20 and 50 groszy.
Summary. Historical timeline of Poland.
Poland's history is marked by the country's struggle for independence, resilience and determination in the face of adversity. In the period from 1914 to the present day, Poland has undergone significant changes and challenges, including the destruction of the First World War, nationalism, and anti-Semitism, the horrors of the Second World War and the subsequent Soviet occupation. During the First World War, Poland was occupied by Germany, Austria-Hungary, and Russia. After the war, Poland restored its independence and became a sovereign state. However, this was short-lived as the country was invaded and occupied by Nazi Germany during World War II, leading to the deaths of millions of Poles, including Jews who were targeted for extermination. After the war, Poland was liberated by the Soviet Union, and a communist government was established, leading to a period of political repression and economic hardship that lasted for several decades. In the 1980s, Poland was hit by a wave of protests and strikes led by the Solidarity movement demanding political reforms and greater freedoms. The government responded with violence, but the movement continued to grow in strength, leading to free elections in 1989 and the end of communist rule in Poland. In 2004, Poland became a member of the European Union, which brought significant benefits such as access to a larger marketplace, increased investment, and greater political and economic integration with other countries in the region. Poland also became a member of the Schengen area, which has made travel within the EU much easier for Polish citizens, and has helped promote greater cultural and economic exchange between Poland and other countries in the region. However, Poland faces significant challenges in the early 2020s, including political polarization, threats to democratic institutions, and a growing sense of nationalism and xenophobia. The ruling Law and Justice Party, PiS, has been accused of undermining the independence of the courts and the media, and of using xenophobic and anti-immigrant rhetoric to build support among its base. The government has also been criticized for its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has led to a significant increase in cases and deaths in the country. These challenges have led to tensions between Poland and the EU, leading to a number of conflicts and disputes. For example, the EU has raised concerns about the government's attacks on the courts and the independence of the media, and Poland has been threatened with sanctions if the situation does not improve. In addition, Poland's resistance to accepting refugees and immigrants has led to conflicts with other EU countries, and Poland has refused to participate in the EU's common migration policy. Another challenge facing Poland is climate change. The country is still heavily dependent on coal, and the government has been reluctant to introduce ambitious climate targets, and has even blocked the EU's goal of climate neutrality by 2050. Finally, Poland has also seen an increase in nationalist and far-right movements, which have led to violent protests and attacks on minorities, including LGBT people. The government has also strengthened its control over the media and censored critical voices, leading to concerns about freedom of expression and democracy in the country. By and large, Poland's history has been one of struggle and resistance against oppression and foreign powers. While the country has made significant progress since its restoration as a sovereign state in 1918, and achieved membership in the EU and Schengen, it faces significant challenges today, including political polarization, threats to democratic institutions, and climate change, which will require determination and courage to overcome. In the following, the history of Poland is told in a more detailed version.
Prehistory, tribes and early culture.
The presence of tribes and early cultures characterized the prehistoric era in Poland. They were mostly hunters and gatherers who lived off the land and depended on the natural resources for survival. Archaeological findings date some of the earliest evidence of human life in Poland to around 500,000 BC. During the peasant age, around 4000 BC, agricultural settlements began to be established in present-day Poland. These communities lived on agriculture and traded with neighboring regions. Pottery making became prominent during this period. As these early cultures developed, they also developed different artistic styles that can still be found today in many archaeological artifacts. Intricate carvings on stone tools and figures, as well as decorations on clay containers, are examples of this. All in all, these early cultures laid the foundation for future civilizations to flourish in Poland, and they greatly contributed to the country's rich history and cultural heritage.
The Middle Ages, feudalism and Christianity.
In medieval Poland, feudalism and Christianity were two dominant influences that shaped society. Feudalism was a socio-economic organization that exchanged land for military service. The nobility controlled vast estates and the peasants who worked their land. In the feudal system, there was the king, followed by nobles, lesser nobles, and finally peasants. During this period, Christianity played an important role in shaping Polish culture. In 966 AD, Poland's first ruler, Mieszko I, converted to Christianity as part of his political strategy to unite his people and gain recognition from other European powers. The Catholic Church became an important institution in Poland and greatly influenced all aspects of life. During this period, the church also played an important role in promoting education throughout Poland. Monasteries were institutions of learning where monks taught boys from noble families reading, writing, and arithmetic. Girls were taught in convents or by private tutors employed by wealthy families. All in all, feudalism and Christianity had a significant impact on medieval Polish society and continue to define it today.
The Polish-Lithuanian community, reunification and expansion.
In 1569, the Polish-Lithuanian Real Union was established, combining the two neighboring nations and forming one of Europe's largest and most powerful countries. The negotiations between King Sigismund II Augustus of Poland and Grand Duke Stephen Bathory of Lithuania resulted in the creation of a commonwealth with a common parliament, military, judiciary, and foreign policy. This union brought stability to the region and allowed Poles and Lithuanians to exchange cultural ideas. Poland-Lithuania increased its territory significantly under Commonwealth rule through conquests and alliances. Poland-Lithuania reached its peak as a European power during the reign of King John III Sobieski. It successfully defended against invasions from the Ottoman Empire twice during his reign, including winning the historic Battle of Vienna in 1683, which is considered one of the turning points in modern history. But this development created tensions among the country's diverse population, leading to conflicts, including wars with Sweden, Russia, and the Ottomans, which significantly damaged the kingdom in the following years. Despite its eventual collapse, the Polish-Lithuanian Real Union, remains an important chapter in European history for its contribution to regional and continental politics, culture, and society.
The partitions, Austria, Prussia, and Russia.
Austria, Prussia, and Russia shared the Polish-Lithuanian Real Union. The first partition took place in 1772, when these powers took advantage of internal weaknesses in Poland to annex a large part of the country's land. After this, a second partition occurred around 1793, and a new partition took place in 1795, reducing the extent of Poland on maps for almost a century. Each power had different motives for dividing this area. Prussia wanted to advance control, while Austria chose to administer Galicia, not to be confused with Galicia in Spain, as a buffer zone against Ottoman Turkey. Meanwhile, Russia wanted to weaken Poland's political influence. The partition was met with opposition from many Poles, who saw it as an affront. Despite their uprisings, Polish attempts to derail or end these partitions were futile. The events near the partitions are not only a milestone in Poland's cultural history, but also serve as an example of how authoritarian countries can use weaker countries to their advantage.
You are listening to City Breaks in Europe, a podcast series covering facts and travel tips as inspiration for city breaks and weekend getaways in Europe.
World War I, Poland divided.
During World War I, Poland was not a sovereign state, but was divided into three parts. The Poles were conscripted into the Austro-Hungarian, Russian, and German armies to fight on different fronts. However, despite this division, many Poles created underground organizations that fought to establish Polish independence during the war. One of the most famous events associated with Poland during World War I was the Battle of Warsaw in 1914. During this battle, Russia and Germany fought for control of Warsaw, and Germany ultimately defeated Russia due to its superior military power. Nevertheless, Germany occupied Warsaw soon after and maintained its control over much of Poland during World War I. World War I changed the state of Poland significantly, as the country became independent after a 100-year period under foreign rule. The Treaty of Versailles ensured an independent Polish state that reclaimed previously occupied territories.
The interwar period, independence regained.
After the end of the war, as mentioned, Poland achieved its independence after a long period of foreign rule. This newfound independence proved to be a challenge for the new country, as the state faced many economic and political problems in the interwar period. The country was left devastated as a result of the war, and it required significant reconstruction to create an infrastructure from scratch. Despite facing many obstacles, Poland worked to establish itself as a solid foundational nation. The government introduced reforms to improve agriculture, industry, education, and healthcare. Poland also improved its diplomatic status by signing non-aggression treaties with neighboring countries. The interwar period witnessed the rise of nationalist movements advocating Polish culture and identity. As part of this effort, nationalist movements proved instrumental in strengthening the public's sense of national pride and cohesion. The nation of Poland managed to weather these turbulent times and develop a strong foundation through which the country could expand its opportunities and fulfill its many goals for the future.
World War II began at Westerplatte near Gdansk.
Early on the morning of September 1, 1939, the German battleship Schleswig-Holstein, after a friendly visit to Gdansk, launched an attack on the Westerplatte Peninsula near Gdansk, Poland. From an open window in the lighthouse on the opposite side of the river, a few minutes before, shots had been fired aimed at the Polish bastion at Westerplatte. This effectively marked the beginning of World War II, which would eventually claim millions of lives in and outside of Europe. The Polish defenders of Westerplatte fought valiantly against overwhelming odds, but they were eventually forced to surrender after 7 days of intense fighting, and much to the surprise of the Germans, the Poles had no underground passages to use in the defense of the Westerplatte Bastion. This relationship makes the 7 days of fighting completely unique from a Polish perspective. The importance of Westerplatte cannot be overstated, as it was, as mentioned, the first battle of a war that would change the course of history forever. This battle was significant as it marked the beginning of one of the deadliest conflicts in human history. During World War II, Nazi Germany occupied Poland and implemented policies aimed at eliminating the Polish people and culture. the occupation meant that millions of Poles were driven from their homes, and many were forced into labor camps or concentration camps. The Nazis also systematically murdered millions of Jews in Poland during what is now remembered as the Holocaust. Resistance movements arose against the Nazi occupation, including the Polish underground state, which coordinated acts of sabotage and gathered intelligence to support the Allied effort. Despite these efforts, Polish civilians suffered greatly under Nazi rule, and widespread starvation and disease afflicted those who remained in their homes. It was not until 1945, when Soviet forces liberated Poland, that the country was finally freed from Nazi control. Today, Poland remembers its war history through memorials and museums such as the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum, which serves as a poignant reminder of the atrocities committed during the Nazi occupation. While it cannot take away the pain and suffering that so many experienced, it serves as a symbol of hope for a brighter future where such horrors are never repeated. Today, Westerplatte remains an important historical site with a museum dedicated to telling the story of this defining moment in world history. It serves as a reminder that, while wars may start small, they can have devastating consequences if left unchecked. On Westerplatte, a large sign has been erected with a Polish text roughly translated to, "Never more war."
The post-war period, Poland from communism to democracy.
After World War II, Poland underwent a dramatic transformation from a communist nation to a democracy. Soviet forces occupied the country and installed a communist government that lasted until 1989. During this period, Poland experienced economic stagnation, political oppression, and censorship. In the 1970s and 1980s, however, social unrest and opposition movements began to emerge. The Solidarity, aka Solidarnosc, movement led by Lech Walesa, to which we will return, played a decisive role in the fall of communism in 1989. It paved the way for democratic reforms that enabled free elections and market-oriented economic policies. The transformation from a communist nation to a democracy began with the striking shipyard workers in Gdansk. Under communist rule, they could only communicate to the outside world what the strike was about by listing their 21 demands on a wooden plaque that was lifted up and displayed at the gate of the shipyard's entrance. The 21 demands of the strikers at the Lenin shipyard in Gdansk played a central role in the transition from communism to democracy in post-war Poland. Workers at the shipyard demanded better working conditions, higher wages, and the right to form independent trade unions, sparking a wave of protests and many strikes across the country. This led to negotiations between representatives of the government and the workers, which culminated in an agreement known as the Gdansk Agreement on August 31, 1980. The Gdansk Agreement made significant concessions to workers, including freedom of speech and the press, independent unions with the right to collective bargaining, and political amnesty for those involved in strikes. It was short-lived, however, as General Wojciech Jaruzelski imposed martial law on December 13, 1981. The imposition of martial law led to widespread arrests of Solidarity activists and other opponents of the communist regime. Despite this setback, Solidarity remained active underground throughout the state of emergency until its legalization again in April 1989. In June of the same year, partially free elections were held, which resulted in a victory for Solidarity candidates, leading to Tadeusz Mazowiecki becoming Poland's first non-communist prime minister since World War II, marking a historic turning point for Polish democracy. Already in December 1970, Lech Walesa, who was born in 1943 and was trained as an electrician, was one of the leading figures in the conflict between the government and the shipyard workers in Gdansk. In 1978, together with other activists, he began organizing workers into free, non-communist trade unions, creating the basis for Solidarnosc, meaning Solidarity, the first independent trade union in the Soviet bloc. In August 1980, he was the leader of the strike among the shipyard workers at the Lenin shipyard in Gdansk. In December 1981, a state of emergency was imposed, and Lech Walesa was arrested. He was not released until November 1982. Lech Walesa received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1983. Lech Walesa was later elected president of Poland from 1990 to 1995, and as these lines are being written, he has his own office on one floor of the modern and exciting museum, the European Solidarity Center, now located on the site that formerly housed the Lenin shipyard in Gdansk.
New times, Poland becomes a member of NATO, the EU, and Schengen.
In 1999, Poland became a member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, aka NATO, along with several other former Soviet bloc countries. Poland's membership in NATO has been crucial for the nation's security because the country borders Russia in the form of Kaliningrad to the northeast. However, Poland's relationship with the EU has been more complex than its relationship with NATO. From 2004 onwards, Poland, now a member of the European Union, EU, has been among the largest recipients of funds and enjoys the benefits of membership, including unlimited access to the EU market. Poland's non-liberal government has disagreements with the rest of the EU, particularly on issues such as migration and the independence of the courts. Poland is also a member of the Schengen area, a zone in Europe that allows free movement that facilitates trade and travel between, at the moment, 27 European nations. Membership of the zone has been important for Poles seeking educational or employment opportunities due to the Schengen Agreement, but it also means that border controls are managed by other states, which can lead to tensions when security threats or migration crises are perceived.
Tourism today.
In recent years, Poland has become an increasingly popular destination for tourists. The country is known for its rich history, stunning architecture, vibrant culture, and natural beauty. Visitors can explore Warsaw, Wrocław, and the charming medieval cities of Krakow and Gdansk, as well as hike in the Tatra Mountains or relax in Sopot on the Baltic Sea coast. Poland also houses several UNESCO World Heritage Sites, including the historic Wieliczka salt mine and the stunning medieval city of Toruń. Despite its many attractions, some travelers may wonder if it is safe to travel to Poland. Like many other countries, Poland has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, and travelers should be aware of any restrictions or requirements that may be in place. In addition, Poland, like many other countries in Europe, has experienced an increase in terrorist threats in recent years, and tourists should exercise caution and be aware of their surroundings, especially in crowded public places. However, Poland is generally considered a safe destination for tourists, and the country has a well-developed tourism industry with a wealth of accommodations, restaurants, and attractions for almost any budget. Travelers to Poland can expect a warm welcome and a rich cultural experience, whether they're exploring the country's history and architecture, enjoying the country's natural beauty, or simply soaking up the lively atmosphere of the cities. With its stunning scenery, fascinating history and culture, friendly people, and affordable prices compared to other popular destinations in Europe, Poland will continue to be an attractive country to visit for travelers seeking unique experiences. As tourism continues to grow in Poland, it will undoubtedly play a crucial role in economic development in the coming years. While these lines are being written, it is highly recommended to plan city breaks and weekend getaways in Poland.
Poland, top 9 tourist attractions.
1. Krakow. This historic city and former capital is located in southern Poland. It is a popular destination for city breaks and weekend getaways thanks to the beautiful old town with Gothic architecture and a rich cultural heritage. 2. Warsaw. A popular destination for city breaks and weekend getaways, Poland's capital is a vibrant and dynamic place to visit with a thriving art scene, world-class museums, a cozy old town center, and a fascinating history. 3. Gdansk. Gdansk is a historic city with a beautiful old town, charming cafes, picturesque canals, and not least Westerplatte and the European Solidarity Center. 4. Wrocław. Wrocław is known as the Venice of Poland because of the many bridges over the River Oder. It is a charming city with a fantastic medieval town center, colorful buildings, and a lively student population. The city center includes a lot of hidden sculptures of dwarfs. 5. Zakopane. Located in the Tatra Mountains, Zakopane is a popular ski resort for locals with stunning views, traditional wooden architecture, and plenty of outdoor activities. 6. Malbork Castle. This impressive castle complex in northern Poland is the largest brick castle in the world and a UNESCO World Heritage Site. 7. Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum. This bare-bones museum complex near Krakow is worth a visit for anyone interested in learning more about the atrocities of the Holocaust. 8. Wieliczka Salt Mine. This fascinating underground complex near Krakow features amazing salt sculptures, underground lakes, and even a chapel made entirely of salt. 9. Toruń. Known for its charming old town and Gothic architecture, this picturesque city in northern Poland is the birthplace of astronomer Nicolaus Copernicus. Well, these are just 9 of the many wonderful destinations Poland has to offer. Whether you are interested in history, culture, or outdoor adventures, there is something for everyone in this fascinating country.
This episode's destination is first truly experienced, after which the podcast episode is organized and narrated in an original Danish podcast series called City Breaks in Europa by me, Torben Wollmgaard, at One Ear. Thanks for listening. Please feel welcome to stay tuned for another episode of this podcast series covering facts and travel trips as inspiration for city breaks and weekend getaways in Europe. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination that is permanent.
What to expect more about Poland in this podcast series?
In this podcast series from One Air, several episodes are planned with travel tips for city breaks and weekend getaways in Poland, and the episodes will currently cover at least the following exciting cities: Wrocław, Warsaw, Krakow, and Gdansk, all of which are obvious targets for city breaks and weekend getaways. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for episode 2, with Wrocław as the topic.
This episode is dedicated to my friend since high school, Mr. Ole Jensby in Copenhagen, in recognition of the countless good traveling experiences we have completed together over the decades. Thanks, mate! Interested in further information, videos and photos about this destination? Then visit the website, where it's also possible to easily plan, combine and book individual city breaks and weekend getaways. Enjoy! A link to the website will be available in the description of this podcast series.